It's Thursday, October 23, 2025.
Poverty is more acute in the places with more climate hazards.
Groundbreaking report reveals powerful link between poverty and the climate crisis. The world is not on track to meet the Paris Climate Agreement's 2030 targets. Plus, the government is shut down, but not for the fossil fuel industry.
Well, how nice for them. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The government shutdown is now in its third week. Countless federal employees aren't being paid. Food stamps will run out soon. And there's no end in sight. But not to worry. President Trump is working day and night to build a ballroom. It's exactly what you voted for, coal miners in Pennsylvania.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, interesting study you've got to kick us off today. What do you got?
Well, first, a new United Nations report released in advance of the next Paris Climate Treaty Summit next month warns that nearly 900 million people around the world are increasingly exposed to the overlapping, intertwined threats of climate change, fossil fuel pollution, and poverty, from extreme heat and flooding to drought and toxic air pollution, often simultaneously in ways that amplify existing vulnerabilities. France 24 reports that for the first time, researchers with the United Nations Development Program have overlaid global climate hazard data with multidimensional poverty indicators, finding that poverty is, quote, deeply interlinked with planetary pressures and instability, especially in the poorest nations that lack the money and capacity to respond and adapt. The report warns that these burdens will intensify as global temperatures rise, as poor nations that did little to cause the climate crisis struggle with its impacts.
Mm-hmm.
A different analysis confirms that 10 years after the Paris Climate Agreement was signed by more than 190 nations...
10 years?
Yep. The world is off track and failing to act quickly enough to avoid the worst consequences of climate change. The State of Climate Action Report by the nonprofit Systems Change Lab found that while most countries are moving in the right direction, progress has stalled and is too slow and uneven to meet the 1.5 degrees Celsius target set out in the Paris Agreement. Despite encouraging signs like the global surge in renewable energy and electric vehicles, the world is still not on track to meet 2030 targets. The report's many recommendations include the rapid phase-out of all polluting coal plants and deforestation, and rapidly increasing climate financing from wealthy countries to developing nations.
How about rapidly phasing out the guy we have in the White House who wants the world to start using coal again?
That would certainly help. The analysis comes on the heels of a sobering report by the United Nations Weather Agency this week, announcing that levels of CO2 in the atmosphere saw the biggest annual increase on record in 2024, levels last seen 3 to 5 million years ago. In a press conference, Chief Science Officer Oksana Tarasova underscored how the planet responded the last time atmospheric CO2 was this high.
It was about 3 to 5 million years ago. The temperature was 2 to 3 degrees higher. The sea level was 10 to 20 meters higher.
For Americans, that means the last time CO2 was this high, the planet overall was 3 to 6 degrees Fahrenheit warmer, and sea levels were 30 to 60 feet higher than they are today. That is why scientists around the world are sounding the alarm.
Yeah, that's probably not a good sign.
Definitely not. And that is where the planet is headed if we don't reduce our emissions. Here in the U.S., the Trump administration is committed to making climate change much worse. The New York Times reports that even though the government is shut down, it is not shut down for fossil fuels or mining. Federal workers who issue permits for oil, gas, and mining operations are on the job, along with staffers working to repeal pollution standards and limits on greenhouse gas emissions. finally, a tiny bright spot of good news. The number of North Atlantic right whales ticked up slightly in 2024, according to researchers' latest estimate of the critically endangered species. The numbers released this week estimate that there were 384 right whales existing on the planet in 2024, an increase of 12 individuals over 2023, helped by increased regulation and oversight.
That's good, but only 12, eh?
Yep, it's not much, but scientists are cautiously optimistic.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky, at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, that we all gotta save the whales? Can't you see? Can't you see?